There's been a rise in hate crimes since Donald Trump won the presidency. Muslims are among the victims, with crimes ranging from cruel graffiti to physical attacks. But many Muslim Americans have been here before, in the days following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. People like Reyes Buyan. He survived an attack by a Texas shooter bent on killing Muslims. But then his story takes an unexpected turn. Buyan recently described what happened as part of a new digital series created by filmmaker Joshua Selftel. It's called The Secret Life of Muslims. The World's Monica Campbell has more.
Reyes Buyan is from Bangladesh and for years wanted to live in the United States.
My impression about the USA was it's a great country, beautiful country.
As a kid, he loved Westerns, Sergio Leone films.
For a few dollars more, the good, bad, and the ugly. It was a dream that one day I should visit the Wild, Wild West and see all those things.
Buyan did get to the U.S., Dallas. It was 2001. Buyan was in his 20s.
And within like a month, I was working as a clerk in a gas station.
Then, on September 21st, 10 days after 9/11, a man wearing a bandana and a baseball cap walked into the station. It was a Friday and raining.
I was behind the counter. A customer walked in. He was holding a double-barrel shotgun, pointing at my face. I said, "Sir, here is all the money. Please do not shoot me." And then he mumbled a question, "Where are you from?" I was confused, and I said, "Excuse me?" As soon as I said, "Excuse me," he pulled the trigger. I felt it first like a million bees stinging my face.
He fell to the floor, started reciting from the Quran.
Images of my mother, my father, my siblings, and my fiancé appeared, and I was begging God, "Do not take me today."
Mark Stroman, a white supremacist, left Buyan partially blind, and his killing spree targeting Muslims left two other men dead, one from Pakistan, the other from India. In court, Stroman said his attacks were revenge. He said a half-sister died in the towers on 9/11. He said he wanted to attack a mosque, but didn't get the chance. If he had, he said in court that he would have yelled out, "God bless America," like he did before he shot his victims. Stroman got the death penalty. But Buyan, he campaigned on behalf of Stroman to stop his execution.
In my faith, in Islam, it says that saving a life is like saving the entire mankind.
Buyan reached out to Stroman. They spoke. Buyan learned about Stroman's life. It was filled with abuse and addiction. Buyan forgave Stroman, and Stroman wrote Buyan letters.
He wrote a long letter to me. He said that my stepfather taught me some lessons that I should have never learned. I have unlearned some of them, and I'm still unlearning some of them. I don't know who your parents were, but it is obvious they are wonderful people to lead you to act this way, to forgive someone who is unforgivable.
Stroman was executed, though, in 2011. Just before he received a lethal injection, he asked to speak to Buyan.
As soon as he came on the phone, I said, "Mark, you should know that I never hated you. I forgave you." And he said, "Reyes, I love you, bro." When he came to know me, he saw me as a human being. He was able to tell me that he loved me, and he called me brother.
Buyan fought that execution until the end, saying another killing won't stop hate crimes or Islamophobia. But he says fighting ignorance will. For The World, Monica Campbell.